بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ننشد حديث من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يؤذي جاره. That person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the last day, he should not harm his neighbor. Another hadith says, فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِهِ. He should be kind to his neighbor. You find in Islam, in Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed great emphasis on the rights of a neighbor. You should be kind to a neighbor. You shouldn't harm him in any way. You should take care of the neighbor. To such an extent that is mentioned another hadith, مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُوصِينِ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, once Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me, and he continued emphasizing the importance of the rights of a neighbor to me. In other words, the neighbor has this right over you, this right, that right, you should be doing this for him and that for him, so much so that I felt, just now Jibreel will say that your neighbor is even going to be your heir after your demise. And therefore we find in amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the Salafi Salihin, they were so particular when it came to the rights of a neighbor, not causing him any grief or hardship whatsoever. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi had a Jewish neighbor, lived on top of his house, on the floor above him. And it so happened that there was a leak in the ceiling, right from the toilet of the Jew. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi did not complain to him, but he kept a small utensil, small pot, in which all this urine and dirt would collect, and then he would go and throw it. And he didn't even mention this to this neighbor. Until some day, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi became very ill. This neighbor came to visit him. And when the neighbor came, sitting there, he sees there's a leak in the ceiling, and this urine collected there. And he inquired of him, what is this? Then Hassan Basri rahmatullah explained to him that this is coming from your home and I didn't want to tell you, so I didn't cause you any taklif whatsoever. On this, this Jew accepted Islam. So if we are kind to people, unfortunately, let alone seeing to our neighbor's rights and being kind to them, many of us don't even know who our neighbors are. We don't know if they're Muslim or non-Muslim. So regardless whether the person is a Muslim neighbor or non-Muslim neighbor, Sharia teaches us to be kind and mindful of them. Hadith of Rasulullah says that إِذَا تَبَخْتَ مَرَقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهَا وَتَعَاهَدْ جِيرَانَكَ. When you're cooking gravy, then add a little bit more water, extra water to it, so you have more of the gravy, and be mindful of your neighbor. Simple thing like this. That is why another hadith says, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَاعِيٌ إِلَىٰ جَنْبِهِ. A mu'min, a true believer, is not that one who is satiated, he's full, his stomach is full, and his neighbor is hungry on his side. So we find in the Salaf al-Salihin, all these things it took into great cognizance, and that is why one report mentions Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi his name, and others have mentioned Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi his name, whichever one of the two it was. So when he, the neighbor, the non-Muslim neighbor, was selling his house, he doubled the price of the house. People said, no, the market value here is only that amount, 400 dinars. Why are you charging 800? He said, 400 is for the value of the house, and the other 400 to be the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is the instruction of a directive from Quran that waljari al-junubi waljari al-jambi bi-sahibi, the various verses that you should be kind to the neighbor on your side. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat even after the month of Ramadan to fulfill the rights of a neighbor. Otherwise on the day of Qiyamah, awwalu khasmin yawm al-qiyamati jaran. When disputes will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, the very first two people will be neighbors. And the person will see that he did this to me, he didn't fulfill my right, he harmed me. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one person who complained about his neighbor. The neighbor was really giving him a difficult time. Very troublesome he was. The Rasulullah ﷺ tells him, okay, what you do now? Take all your belongings and go into the street. So he does so. And people are going past. What happened? So then he began to complain about the neighbor. Very shortly after that, when the neighbor saw everybody coming to know about how he is troubling his neighbor, immediately he goes and he asks him for maaf, and then the neighbor goes into his house. So before our neighbors go on the street and take the belongings, and our izzat goes, follow the injunctions of the Quran, Hadith, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All we need to do is be kind to the neighbor and see to the needs of the neighbor. When there's some grief that afflicts them, we must also share in the grief. In his times of enjoyment and happiness, we must also share in the happiness. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.